is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my mama, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into TGIF. Thank God it is Friday, May 29, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We're having some technical difficulties this morning in the studio. I'm using a backup microphone. We'll hopefully get things restored here at the break. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open at 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. Well, allegedly, supposedly, 60 days from yesterday, and we will have an agreement, a war settlement with Iran. According to President Trump, according to all of his advisors, this is going to happen. Ceasefire has been extended for 60 days. The clock is ticking. This is the end of May, the end of June, the end of July. If any red lines are crossed during the ceasefire, the deal is off. President Trump says that he has the option to go in militarily and end this thing once and for all. But it is going to happen. As a result, oil prices dropped below 90 bucks a barrel yesterday. Gas prices have already come down roughly about 20 cents a gallon. Costco yesterday, $4.45, 5% discount using a Costco credit card. 22 cents, price down to 422. Downward pressures on gas is happening. So, as a result, we're going to find out whether or not the president is being played by Iran or whether this is a legitimate deal. Personally, I don't trust Iran as far as we can throw them. I don't believe they're going to open up the Straits of Hormuz, which is part of the ceasefire. I don't believe that they're going to allow the freighters to move. And I don't believe that they are going to hold their word when it comes to getting rid of their enrichment of uranium. I don't think it's going to happen. So we'll continue to monitor this. We'll continue to follow it. We'll continue to see what's happening. And if there's any breaking news on it, we will report it. But the clock started ticking yesterday. 60-day clock is ticking. So we'll see where this goes. One thing you have to understand about this president, and he said it yesterday, he doesn't care about the upcoming midterm elections. If it costs him the majority in the House, the majority in the Senate, they lose all the governorships this year, he believes he's doing the right thing, not only for the United States, but for the Middle East and for the world. That's where President Trump is coming from. So we pray for the president. We pray for his advisors, the negotiators, all those involved, the Pakistan leaders, everybody. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chains. Cause if I had my way with you, baby.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Into the Show. This is second segment, hour number one. As usual, every Friday, we get a field report from Justin Michael. He's a candidate running for the 1st Congressional District in the Republican August 4th primary for the 1st Congressional District. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, buddy. How you doing?
We're looking forward to the weekend. Lots of honeydews to do. Might even get the motorcycle out, take it for a ride. The weather says it's going to be nice. What's happening in your world?
I've been busy, bud, on the road like we always are every day. We just topped 79,000 miles in the district, so putting a lot of road miles on. It's getting time to change those tires, get another oil change, so that's probably on the to-do list for today.
Got that.
We'll be in Gaylord today. We'll be in Petoskey, Harbor Springs, and we're going to start making our big push up in Emmett County this weekend, so we've been busy. Yesterday was in Glen Arbor, so it was a good experience. Got to meet with some great Patriots over there. They had their Republican dinner. Great turnout, probably 150, maybe 200 people that were there. So,
oh, very good.
Yeah, yeah. Glen Arbor is a beautiful spot.
Yes,
there on
it
M22. So yeah, it was nice to get over there and see those people, get a lot of support in that area, and looking forward to it. So it's been great. You know, the weather's finally warming up. The bugs are out, so it's a lot of car washes too. A lot of windshield time. A lot of road construction kind of slows you down. So if it's not weather, it's road construction. But hey, I'm glad they're finally fixing the roads. You know, now that there's only 3 months left in the Whitmer administration. So,
amen to that. Hey, Justin, I wanted to ask you. Speaking of these events, these Republican events, are you running into your opponents? Are they showing up at any of these?
No.
That's what I heard. I had a lady, a good friend of mine, Debbie, and she lives in Northport, and she was at the event. She said you did a great job, but surprise, surprise, your opponents, they're mailing it in. They're not showing up. They're not talking with the people. They're not getting any support as far as what I can see.
Yeah, it's they're trying to host these meet and greets. I mean, one is. The other one you never see, but that's kind of the MO. But it's, I mean, three or four people show up to those events, and no one really cares. And they're trying to – one of the big things that you hear coming out of those camps is, well, that's not where the voters are. You know, they're online. They're on their phones. You know, they're watching television. And to me, that's sad because if you're pushing out propaganda and you're trying to convince people that you're the person for them through radio ads and television, you're not connecting with people, and your message is going to fall flat. No matter how cool you make your video look or how much money you want to spend daily on these burn rates for propaganda and your ads, flyers, and mailers, people want to be able to talk to you about their problems. And you, especially if you don't live in this district and you don't put boots on the ground and walk around and speak to people, you have no idea what's going on, because every single county is different. One of the biggest issues that I have with politicians is they pick these national talking points and they stick to their guns. It's all they talk about. Healthcare, housing, you know, you go through this list of stuff, but you're not talking to people about what their daily struggles are. And you're not working with those people to get buy-in on how to resolve them. There's one thing that people don't like to hear, and that's someone telling them what they want to do. It's like, what are you doing today? And that's one of the biggest issues that we see. We're out there every day showing people we're working hard for them. We're showing up in their communities. We're having those conversations with them and saying, what do you think needs to change in your community? And how can we work together to fix those things? And people love it. I mean, Buckley, I had the chief of the one of the fire stations over in Buckley. He's like, man, thanks for coming to our town. We're always forgotten. We're unheard. You know, thanks for coming and participating in our parade and putting smiles on people's faces and genuinely caring about being in our small town, because no one ever comes here. And I've done that consistently all over the district. And when you see people come here and they're like, well, we'll just send them mailers. $17,000 a run. Might as well just send them mailers. They'll see my face, name recognition, or we'll put an ad, or hey, I got TV runs. You know, that's, people aren't resonating with that anymore because they've had that for years. And now people are like, listen, we don't have anyone present. And the only thing I can do for constituents that are on the fence on how they want to vote is I can show, listen, look how much hard work I'm putting in for you every day. What makes me different than the other candidates in the race? on both sides. I'm out there every day putting the work in the communities, having conversations with business owners and people who are employees and people who are out there trying to make it work and kids that aren't even eligible or age the age to vote. I go in and have conversations with them and listen to their concerns and say, I understand. I get it. Because there are a lot of concerns in our district. And even the people who are living in those pockets of affluency on the West Coast, they understand that there's concerns too. And if they're starting to feel the pinch, imagine what people in our district are feeling who don't have that type of affluency.
Sure.
And those are the conversations you've got to have. And that's something that I appreciate. That's one of the greatest things that I've experienced along the way, is going in and just speaking to people everywhere in this district and trying to make them laugh when they're feeling down. Because I would love to tell you, Randy, that we've had wonderful stories everywhere we go and everybody's prosperous and life is great for them. But that, those aren't the stories you hear.
Right.
The stories I'm hearing out on the campaign trail are stories of hardship and resiliency. And you're sitting there thinking to yourself, man, you know, I've had people come to me and in tears be like, just give us a chance if you get an office. Just give us a fighting chance. We're not asking for a lot. But just give us a chance. We don't need millions. We don't need handouts. We just need a fighting chance so we can make an honest living and we can get out there and spend time with our families. Those are hard conversations to have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And one thing, Justin, because I, as well, I'm out in the communities. When I get off the air, I go and talk to small businesses. And one of the biggest problems businesses are saying to me, Randy, I'd love to advertise on your show. I'd love to be a sponsor. I'd love to advertise during the music, but I can't even handle the business I'm doing right now. I can't find workers because they can't find housing. They can't afford to, you know, rent, you know, outside, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours away in maybe a very rural located spot where maybe they can find a garage to rent for, you know, $600 a month. Then they got to drive, and with these gas prices, they can't afford to get back and forth to work. So I'm sorry, but I can't advertise on the radio station. And it's like I'm hearing the same concerns you are.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I was at Gaylord St. Mary's, and that's a private school in Gaylord.
Yep.
Not that expensive to go to. We're not talking like this is Brother Rice, but, you know, it's a great school. And I was speaking, and the kids were asking me questions. And I said, you know, what's the American dream? And so they, you know, they put their list, have a, buy a home, have a good paying job, have a good education, have a family. And I went down and showed them the economics of the median home price in Gaylord and what the average salary is for somebody that's working. And the teachers, there were some teachers that came, small school, so they're able to kind of shift their schedule.
Sure.
And I'm watching this female teacher in the background just watch me do the numbers. And I could see that she's calculating her own salary in her head.
Sure. Yeah.
And she's just looking. And when we got done giving that presentation and the bell rang and the kids left to go to the next class and then started praying. After the prayer, she comes to me and she looks at me and she goes, after listening to you talk, it looks like I need to make more money. And you're thinking, like, this is a teacher that puts her effort into building the next generation of leaders, not only in our communities, but in our country. She's the one that goes to work every day inspiring hope. And that's a great job. And back when I was younger, probably when you were younger, that was a well-sought-after job and a decent-paying job to be a teacher.
Sure. Yeah.
That's not the case. And that's someone that went to college to get a degree to be able to teach, probably went to advanced education, probably has a master's degree in education as well to make herself – you know, competitive in the market space and to be a good teacher. They always have continued education that they have to pay for or go to. Sometimes the school subsidizes that. But at the same time, you're talking about people who are educators and they're looking at that number being like, man, it's almost unaffordable for me. So imagine the person that doesn't have those skills, that hasn't gone to the school and is competing, trying to get into job space, looking for houses when rent is $1,200 a month, when gas is over $4 a gallon, where food prices are astronomically expensive, where healthcare is mandatory and it's expensive to even purchase. And so you're compounding all these things. we haven't even talked about, you know, basic needs, electricity or cell phone or whatever you may need to even have a job or have someone call you back to get a job. It's becoming impossible for people in our district to function. And you're looking at those things, and it's a compound factor. It's not just Republicans or Democrats. We don't need to point the finger at people. We just need to look in the mirror and say, how are we going to resolve this together? And that's the discussions we need to start having, but for some reason, we're not having it. The Republican Party right now, especially the establishment Republicans, are saying, don't talk about social issues because they're not a win for us in the midterms. And to me, that's a problem, because you're not identifying with the one key factor in this district that means everything, and that's trust. Be honest with the people here in the first district. Go out and talk to them and say, listen, I identify you're struggling. What are we going to do together to fix it? And I'm in these communities, and I'm explaining to people, when you have corporations come in, they suck the wealth and the lifeline out of our communities. And we've got to figure out a way to support local, to build local back up again. It's a mindset change. But in our small little communities, we cannot continuously afford to bring in companies like Family Dollar or the Walmarts of the world that just suck the wealth out of our communities. And I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen in Houghton Lake, even parts of Gaylord. I was explaining to those kids, I said, when I was a kid and I went to Gaylord, this place was awesome. It was a little like, you know, Alpen Village.
Sure.
Like a northern Michigan version of Frankenmuth. That's not what Gaylord looks like now. And I'm not, this isn't me crapping on Gaylord. I love the place. I have near and dear to my heart. But it changed when Walmart moved in. That whole west end of Gaylord changed. And now it's just like a transient place where people go to and buy their stuff. And there's so much traffic flow. I was talking to the director of the Chamber of Commerce, who happens to be James Hoag's ex-wife, by the way. I was talking to her in a meeting for an hour and a half. And she was telling me about how things are changing and how Gaylord's shifting into this transient place. And there's a lot of good traffic and there's some bad traffic that comes through. So, you know, these corporations, when they come in, they're sucking the lifeline and the identity out of communities. And we got to get back to supporting local farms and local produce. We've got to change some regulations on how companies and corporations that are in these communities buy their produce so we can start supporting more farmers. We've got to figure out a way to build from the bottom up and not expect things from the top down. And it's going to change. It's going to have to change because we can't continue on this path. Because people are struggling, and it's a direct result of how capital is where the tax benefits are, number one. And we can do that in legislation. People say, what do you can do? Well, we need to focus on tax breaks for small business owners, not large corporations, not the ones that have 100 employees plus. Let's get down to focus on changing the tax code for entrepreneurs and people who want to invest capital who have, you know, 1 to 10 employees, not 100 to 1,000.
Sure.
Absolutely. And you know, and I get it. Listen, when you're talking about lobbyists and stuff, it's when those people are paying for the campaigns, they're getting the tax breaks. And we got to change that. We got to be able to help small town America and get us back on our feet.
Well, I'm going to give out the website. If you folks would like to learn more about Justin Michael, it's justinmichaelforcongress.com. Check it out. If you have any questions, send me a text. I'll send you his cell phone number. You can call him direct. Thanks a lot,
hey, thanks
Justin.
A lot.
We'll talk to you next week, brother.
God bless you, bud. Take care.
God bless you. On the Hour News Break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan.